And, oh, another thing wasn't covered, not that I heard. Particulate. I mean, no one says anything about particulate anymore, and yet the quarry blasting does create particulate. And it hurts a lot of people. People with asthma, people with sinus problems. That's not normal for a neighborhood. I guess right now, I think that's about all we can do. And I just think that people need to stick together.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Marcelino Rivera. I reside at 5536 West Allwood. And this is my first time coming to these meetings. I'm very interested in finding out more information about what's going on with this quarry. I live right on the opposite side of the quarry, so my house is right across from it. And my animals that reside at my house are very often scared and just petrified when these blasts go off. I'm concerned as well about the environmental factors, the particulate matter. My household as well has also seen impacts, and what, although it may not be able to be traced back to it, we've experienced sinus and other issues as well, with asthma and allergies. So this is something that's really important to me, not only on the human level, but also what's going on to the animals, in the live animals and wildlife that's surrounding this area. I understand that as time goes on, people are going to build buildings, ballparks, and all of this stuff, but I feel that, you know, keeping some aspects of nature and trying to preserve those aspects are important, especially as I look around the room, and with all due respect, I seem to be like one of the younger people here. And so it's me and my family and my kids that are going to have to deal with this stuff in the future. When I try to find information on this on the website, it's very it's lacking transparency. I can tell you that much. There's not a lot of information. There's no contact information. And it's very concerning. It's very concerning. Even the fact about these meetings, I had to find it randomly from a sign posted on a corner. You know, where's the transparency from our government and the people that are running this establishment?
Sir, all meetings are posted on the bulletin board and on the city's website. And you
not
can also
the date and the time and the location.
Yes. Yes, they are. And you can also contact your alderman directly and get on his mailing list. So there's three methods. You can also call the clerk's office, that's a fourth method, and they can tell you.
Okay, well, I would like to find more information on that.
What is your address?
It's very difficult for me to find it and find out where I had to go in order to find that information.
We just go to the calendar on the homepage of the city's website, and all the events and all meetings are there, and they're also posted on the bulletin board. In fact, the last meeting was canceled because it was only posted on the city website and not on the bulletin board. And so the clerk's office had told us, because someone missed posting it on the bulletin board and it was only in one place on the website, we were forced to cancel the meeting. So that is how we try to have the transparency.
Considering that this impacts everyone in the Franklin area, I would prefer to have some kind of notification go out. You know, this is not just some simple matter. This is, like I said, something that affects and impacts all of us and future generations. So I would like to see some kind of notification sent out to the residents so that we can actually get a better representation of what's going on.
What is your address?
5536 West Allwood Drive.
Okay, I'm your alderman, and I'd be happy to send that to you. Just give me your email address, and I will send out notices about council meetings and other things that affect the district, the 5th district is our district.
Yeah, so, I mean, I appreciate that.
So all I would need is an email address for you, and you'll be included.
Okay. But to my point about the rest of the citizens of Franklin, what... I would like to see something sent out to them just to let them know of what's going on, or some other kind of notification.
Are you suggesting that the city take a mailing up for every city business meeting that we have? Because that would be awfully expensive, and we get a lot of feedback about keeping taxes low. We're talking 50 cents or so a mailing for you want us to mail something to everyone, because right now it's on the website and it's on the City Hall bulletin, and you have access through phone call and access to your alderman. I think those
like
are,
like I said initially, the issue of transparency is still something that needs to be addressed, and you know, hiding it under 5 different links in a web page, it is not being transparent. And although it may be there, it takes time and effort for individuals, and we have individuals that are not so computer literate that still read physical mail. And I don't feel that everyone should be able to mail for a portable mail for every single issue, but considering that we are here about this issue, and it's something that impacts me and the rest of us that are here.
Well, since you're new to the meetings, I would like to let you know that this committee is a recommending body, which means it has zero power. And so the issue that you would like to take up would be a city council, which would be with the mayor and the rest of the 6 aldermen, and they would have to vote to do that, to spend that money and budget for that money. And so you can come to the council meetings on the Tuesday night. Also, you can call the clerk's office to find out when those Tuesday evening meetings are if you cannot work through the website and you cannot make it up to read the bulletin board at City Hall. You can call 425-7500 and ask them when all the meetings are. And then you can come to the council meeting and make that request, or you can write a letter to the mayor and request that be on the council agenda, and that would be how that item would be taken up, because this committee cannot do what you're asking. We have zero power to do that.
We have no power to recommend, though?
We do have we have power to recommend, but I can tell you one thing, it's not going to happen. And not because of my vote or...
Because you think something is not going to happen doesn't mean that we should...
You can try. That's all I can say. Because I think that open records laws and open meetings laws, we are following what those laws are as far as how we have to post meetings. And that's just how city government is. It's done like that in every municipality. They're posted. People don't get direct mailings for every city meeting. It just doesn't work that way. It's just too...
But maybe they can get one for all the city meetings in one. You know, this is going on, or just let them know that there are these meetings that exist. Because like I said, I had to find out about this from a sign on a corner.
And you couldn't call your alderman, and you couldn't call the city.
Well, I didn't know that there was meetings taking place on this. Again, like I said, you know, I'm a younger individual here. I don't know a lot about the city dynamics and how it works, so I'm trying to be involved and make my voice be heard.
You could also put your application in to get on the committee. I'd love to have some new faces, some new ideas. I would fully support voting you to be on this committee?
Please contact me, and we'll discuss this.
Could you give your name and address? Because Ms. Jora's taken the record, and she needs to take that down.
Sure. Marcelino Rivera. It's M-A-R-C-E-L-I-N-O. Last name is Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. And address is 5536 West Allwood Drive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Berkowitz, 8088 South 57th Street. I just wanted to say that over the 4th of July weekend, my immediate family, my wife, my daughter, my brother, his kids, my aunt and uncle, we all took the quarry tour. And the gentleman on the bus, he told us he was a geologist for Payne and Dolan. Very informative. My two cousins, 6 years old and 3 years old, he kept them entertained. He answered their questions. It was a very informative tour. When we got to the pit, I asked the geologist on board, and I'm hoping I get an answer tonight from the representatives of Payne and Dolan. All I care about, I live in River Heights on the other side of Drexel. All I care about is the southern end of the quarry. I don't care about surveys. I don't care about east, west. All I care about is the southern end of the quarry. The geologist told me that it's maxed out. He said they are 850 feet away from Drexel. There is no mining going on the southern end. Is that true? Is it possible to get an answer?
Well, why don't we wait until everybody, and then we'll come back and we'll address that. Is there any other citizens that wish to comment?
Clint.
Clint Winter, Payne and Dolan. I just want to tell them a couple things that aren't on the agenda. First of all, Joe brought up quarry tours, and Mr. Klinkowitz did too. We had those on Saturday at 6 between 1 and 4. We had about 350 people come through quarry tours. A little bit less than we had 2 years ago, but still a really good showing. And hopefully, for those of you that went, if there was other things that you see, that you provide feedback, how we can improve it for you, provide maybe some additional information or exhibits or things like that, we're more than willing to take that feedback as well. I also wanted to introduce Brianna Buchholz here. She's the one that sent out the pre-blast notification letter. She's our land information administrator that we've been with us almost a year now, and she's helping me manage all our land holdings, so as far as permits, leases, then does a lot of mapping and that kind of stuff for us, in addition to things like sending out those letters and then coordinating that with VibroTech. She's also the one that's coordinating the pre-blast notices that are sent out as well. Then the other thing I had for Jill had mentioned is just I was curious about Sol's and what kind of results they're getting compared to our seismic just because it has been 3 months and we haven't heard anything back. So I don't know if the city's received anything back from Stantec on that or not, but we haven't seen any of that. We'd like to do that to see how those seismographs are coordinating, especially since two of them are right adjacent to ours. So, and then if I can, if I still have probably 3 minutes left, to answer your question, in part of the quarry, we are mined up to the 850-foot, so it would be in the southwest corner. So... but on the basically east, two-thirds are not up to there yet. So if you had time, I could show you on a map. But that where you see that high wall, that is at that limit, and I think that was on the map that I also gave at one of the earlier in the spring. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other citizens that would like to comment? Well, we have two citizens that would like to speak for a second time. Could you please keep it short?
Can I just say, in terms of, you said in terms of citizen comments, the reason you don't write, or you don't say what they said is that they could be wrong or whatnot. I think that would be a good benchmark for what people are thinking, what their misunderstanding is, and it would be good for other people to read that so that you educated me tonight. I had some misinformation, and I think that writing that down is not a bad idea. So if you have citizens that think this, and you let them make these statements, and it tells you where you have misinformation, where it has to be corrected, and that should go into the record.
Okay, that's very appreciated. You should recognize the fact that we have no staff members supporting us. We are short two committee members this evening. We have not been able to get an appointment. We have a very qualified individual in the audience who has put in her application who won't come forward because it's a mayoral appointment. So this committee has been pretty much limited down to what you see here. So if you want to throw additional things on us right now, we've got Commissioner Shore taking the minutes for us tonight. Someone is going to have to type them up. Adding additional work onto an already overburdened committee does not help us get it done when you have the ability to listen to the minutes and come to the meetings and take your notes, and you can even record your own minutes. I'm just saying we're very limited.
You have all these people here.
Yes.
Maybe you should say, could you come to a common council meeting?
I have said that many times.
But let the mayor know, or ask the mayor, why aren't you supporting the quarry committee? Why doesn't the quarry committee have a secretary here recording things? Why doesn't the quarry committee have any support?
And his answer is, the staff is overburdened and overworked, and so he took them off this committee.
That's not your fault. That's his fault for poor management of the city.
I'm just telling you, that's the response that we've gotten. And why no appointments have come through, that's another.
But let us help you do your job. Let us show up there and say,
that's his problem
for mismanaging the city. If he can't get a secretary in here, what the?
Well, that's the answer to your question about adding additional work. And there are no other boards and commissions that write out that kind of detail in any capacity like that.
But you need to ask people. You need to ask people like us to show up at a common council meeting.
Yes,
where
can do that.
Many of us can comment on the fact that the quarry committee does not have a secretary. The quarry committee can't get certain things done because it has no support from the mayor.
When I have asked that, many people have came. Some people come and do it more eloquently than others. Some people say it and actually upset the council members who make them not want to do anything to support. So I would just ask the people to come. I love that. That's a great idea. I really appreciate that. But if they could not attack the council, it's often much more helpful.
For their incompetence? The council isn't functioning correctly and they're incompetent? And then they get upset at the citizens because we point that out to them?
I'm just telling you, it's the whole vinegar and honey issue.
Yeah.
So, okay, are there any other citizens that like to speak?
Jeff Klinkowitz again, 8088 South 57th Street. I understand there's two older people. They can make an appointment. The mayor can make...
Oh.
I mean...
The ones
guys,
that are.
You guys each have one choice as an alderman appointment.
When they're up, yes.
When they're up,
yes.
There's a mayoral appointment.
Yes.
Can you make a motion to send to common council for a resident appointment, and then we can get Jill on board?
You mean the residents appoint a person?
Yes.
That would be.
Like there's a mayoral appointment.
Right.
There's you guys. You both. And appoint somebody from your district. Why can't we have an appointment?
That would require a change to the existing ordinance that makes up the committee.
Can you submit that to the
We can council? Put that on the next agenda and make a recommendation if the committee agrees to do that, and then it would go. Or Alderman Barber and I could take it ourselves to the council.
I was just looking at it.
I like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Could someone give Ms. Danowski the microphone, please? Oh, she's coming up. Do you want to make a note on that?
Anyway, can everybody hear me? I think that a good place to start giving people more of a heads up, we get a newsletter from the city. What is it? Okay, it's quarterly. And I think the meetings could be set up in advance, and there could be notification in that bulletin. I've never seen anything.
It's not always possible. For one thing, meetings are set up based on having a quorum. And what happened, this is how it works. They ask me what dates is the chair that I can be there. I throw out three dates or times that are approximately around the end of the month, or when we try to do it on the last Thursday of the month or whatever it is. And then the secretary has to call or email or contact each one of those people to see if they can make that date. If they, like Mr. Knipple, who couldn't be here tonight for obvious reasons of his own personal thing that I won't get into, then the meetings get canceled, and now you've got something out there, and then I've got a whole group of people coming and yelling at me because we said there was a meeting and we didn't have one. That's what happened last month when we posted it. So we can't win. So the best thing to do is to call the clerk's office and ask meetings if you're not able to look at the bulletin board or look online. That's where meetings get posted. They're required to be posted.
Run across everybody here. A lot of people are not online.
Do you have a phone?
Therefore,
do you have
what
a phone?
You could do is give at least information, give a little summary of what's happened at the quarry meeting, and say the next tentative meeting should be at ta-da-ta-da. And, oh yes, there are ways to include that in the bulletin. I have seen really inconsequential things listed in that issue, the quarterly issue, and trust me, this is far more important than a lot of the things I see in there. And it can be done. I mean, if you want me to help figure it out, I can help you.
I would go ahead and that would be great, because if you're wanting us to put something in a newsletter that comes out 3 months ahead or a couple, you know, way ahead of time, and then the meeting doesn't happen. I have no control over people's health issues. I have no control over mayoral appointments. I have no control over councils getting called to special meetings and those meetings getting canceled. So, you know, all efforts can be made to do that, but things happen with meetings. I mean, I came back from a vacation just for this meeting.
Okay, but people have to know. They do have to know.
It's posted on the website, and you can call City Hall.
I don't want the City Hall.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We understand you're very unhappy about how the meetings were posted. We will try to figure out a way. You can talk with me offline about this, about methods that you think are better for city government, about meeting postings. I don't know what else you would like me to do at this point.
I think it can be included in that quarterly letter.
All right. Mr. Liberta is in control of the newsletter, and maybe that would be a good place for us to start. Thank you.
Marcelino Rivera again, 5536 West Oliver Drive. I agree that, you know, things happen, life happens. We all have lives outside of, you know, what happens in these meetings. So I agree that there's other ways that, that communication can get out, and just because it's posted in one place doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at other options. I'm a firm believer that we shouldn't box ourselves in and say that we can't do something. I take the approach rather that we should look at what's possible and how we can achieve a solution versus finding more problems. And I'm just trying to throw some
I cannot believe how many options there are, but none of them work because post them on Facebook,
again, so just try to be a little more open-minded. There's ways that a happy medium. So the newsletter, if we want to share some information, just at least direct people on where to go. Say, these meetings are happening. This is where you can go to find the information. This is the phone number. And that way you don't have to worry about anybody's schedule or meetings being posted and citizens or taxpayers getting upset. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody, I feel. So.
I can't wait for you to get involved in city government.
Bruce Matris, 6024 West Alwyn. And, I agree with everything that's been said, but the issue is everybody's got an idea, but when you look around, I look around at the audience, there's one or two new faces. It's the same people that attend these meetings, and nothing gets accomplished. I mean, everybody's concerned about any issue, but nobody wants to come here. And I don't know what the solution is for that. I mean, you can post it, you can call everybody, but the fact is, when I talk to my neighbors when I'm walking the dog, and the neighbors that live in my neighborhood, I talk to and tell them about the quarry meetings and tell them about the council meeting, and I know Alderman Barber does the same thing, but we get that same deer in the headlights look. And, and people don't want to waste the time. I shouldn't say that's a bad choice of words. They don't want to be here at 6 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock at night, and nothing gets done. And I think maybe if we fill this room, and fill not so much this room, but if we fill the room at the Common Council meeting where people are standing in the back, maybe the mayor will get it. And until such time, the citizens don't take an active voice in their government, it's going to stay the same. We're going to be, excuse my French, but it's going to be peanut thin, because that's what happens. I mean, I've been attending these meetings since November, and I still haven't seen any movement anywhere from the Common Council, from the Quarry Committee, and I know your hands are tied. We've got a perfectly capable person sitting right there that wants to be on this committee, and the mayor's got a problem with her, so. And he's never here, so I don't know what the problem is. She should be appointed to it. I mean, I would love to, but I got some medical issues that I can't be available all the time. But Jill is a perfect candidate for this job, and I don't know why she's not being supported. That's all I know.
The response I got from the mayor was he wanted to put more balance on the committee.
What is that?
I'm too pro-resident.
Okay, I think we need to move on to the items of business. Everyone's had a chance to speak twice. I think they wanted to speak twice. So if there's no other comments, I'd like to move on.